If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to Case File 25 of Microscope, the show that examines some of the world's biggest mysteries. This episode we're getting to the bottom of one of the most significant recent conspiracies as we find out the truth behind the mind control abilities of 5G phone towers. I phoned up Greg Gloves, a recently retired engineer who has worked for British Telecom for most of his adult life. While working at BT, Greg was tasked with looking into using mobile phone signals as a form of mind control. And in this episode, we grill Greg to find out the extent of these powers. We talk about the history of the project and find out the real story behind the former rotating restaurant at the top of the BT Tower in London. But the recording starts with me asking Greg if he has enjoyed his time working for BT.
Yes, I did, yes.
And am I right in thinking that you were the person that calibrated and configured the sort of the mind control aspect of these 5G towers that...
I could sue you for defamation of character. But yes, you're completely right, I did. 1G was where I first started.
Right, yeah, of course.
It was originally called G. We didn't think there'd be a 2G, of course.
Yeah.
I was known at work as 2Gs because my name is Greg Gloves.
Yeah.
So I was known in the office as 2Gs. When 2G actually came about, somebody walked in the office and said, newsflash, your initials are now what you're going to be working on. What a strange sentence, I remember saying to him.
Yeah, weird.
Anyway, about 6 months later, 3G came in. My God.
Right.
2Gs working on 3Gs. Anyway, 5G is, the pinnacle. I do not believe there will be a 6G. I'll tell you that right now.
It ends at 5.
It ends at 5, yes. It can get no higher. And if it does go higher, it won't be G. It will be H or something. I think we've run out of Gs.
And G in this instance refers to what? The ability to successfully control people's minds through these broadcasts.
Well, again, you know, salacious hearsay, which is sadly completely true. Yes, it completely bends people's minds. For example, the United Kingdom, where we are now, where I'm broadcasting from, and I can tell you it is dangerous. It is so dangerous, but in the wrong hands, it can be lethal and used against people. I must stress that.
So let's just get a sort of historical perspective on it then. So when you were starting with like 1G, I'm guessing the ability to control people's minds wasn't as strong, wasn't as powerful.
Right. So, 1G, basic stuff. I used to tour universities, Reading, Southampton, Winchester, University of East Anglia. And I used to tell everyone about how to turn on their mobile phones and then how to set it onto 1G. Then what I do is I go sit in the car, I see how many people set it to 1G, and then if I think of the students at Southampton Uni, I got 3 of them to walk into the sea, I got 6 of them to buy baked beans, and then 2 of them I actually did lose because they were in some kind of concrete bunker or something. So basically 1G...
Right, once the signal goes, the mind control aspect stops as well.
Yeah, so for example, the guys that were walking into the sea, as soon as their trousers hit the water where their phones were, I could see them with my periscope. They were going, why the hell are we in the sea? And they'd run back onto the sand.
So it sounds like you've got almost complete control over people's function on 1G. Why was there the need to upgrade it to 2, 3, 4 and now 5?
again, I'm talking to layman here. I must remember that. I must write it on my forehead and then, you know, have a mirror in front of me so I can remind myself that I'm talking to a layman.
You'd write the word layman backwards on your own head to look at a mirror to remind you that I am a layman in this regard.
Yes. Yeah. I'm not the layman, even though I've written it on my head.
Backwards?
Yeah, because I can read it in the mirror.
Right.
So, you know, if someone's, if someone drove past me in a car, they'd just think I had squiggles on my head. Mm. Whereas if they were looking at me in the car using their back mirror, they'd go, layman. And I'd say, yeah, not me, you.
Do you intend to go out walking with the word layman on your head after this interview?
Well, I only use, and it's something that
permanent
you do...
Permanent markers.
Yes, I do only use permanent markers in my life. And that has, let me tell you, caused a lot of problems. But I don't believe in rubbers or erasers. I've removed the delete key from my computer. I do not believe in getting rid of your mistakes. You must show it at all times. This has got me in a hell of a lot of trouble, of course. You know, my daughter's wedding...
What happened there?
Well, I gave the speech and I'd wrote a few things that I regret. And of course, I don't cross anything out. And I also make it a point of honour that I will read out my mistakes. And there was, I can't remember why, but I just couldn't spell the word nincompoop. And I tried it about 12 times. But in that wedding speech, I said nincompop. Ninkin Pap, Nickel Plops, Nim Nam, Pim.
Right, and all of these were in the speech that you crossed out, but you refused to...
Yes, I will never, if I make a mistake, I will read out the mistake to show my vulnerabilities.
Right.
But when you are calling your future son-in-law a nincompoop and you say it 12 times... you get a few glares from a few of the tables who haven't, they got no idea who you are. They're like, who's this guy?
Sure.
Father of the bride. I had it written on my forehead. Father of the bride.
Right, well, getting back to 1G.
Yeah, well, 1G, again, how we got on this in the first place, you're a layman with respect.
Yes, so I'm trying to understand, if you've got complete control over people's brains on 1G, why the need for 2, 3, 4 and 5?
1G, when I said I made some students go into the sea and I made some students buy beans, 1G was just a text. Just sat in my car and texted them, walk into the sea, and, you know, a couple of them buy beans. I didn't know if they were going to do it, and I don't know, they're thick. I don't know what's wrong with them, but some of them did it. You know, I don't know. That is what's very interesting about 1G, I thought, I'm putting it out there, but will they do it? 5G, very different. They will do it, and they're not even receiving a text.
So 1G, you weren't sure if it was mind control or just people willingly following your text messages, but 5G is confirmed mind control.
5G is complete mind control. You know, I mean, I could try it right now if you want.
Sure.
Okay, well, where I'm sat, I can see outside to my garden.
Yeah.
And my garden, I can see my son. Mm. He's out there. And he's in his sand pit, and he's got...
How old is he?
He's 4.
Yeah.
And he's got a little truck.
And what, a 5G smartphone?
Yeah, he's got a Galaxy Note in his dungarees. He's got got a spanner in his breast pocket. You know, the big square pocket at the front?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, he's got a plastic spanner. He's got 4 crayons and an empty baby bell wrapper, okay? And a Galaxy 4 Note.
Yeah.
So I'm going to now text him, turn on your 5G.
Right, so he's not using the data at the moment. I guess he's in the sandpit. He doesn't want to waste it.
Yeah, well, I pay his bill. I pay his bill, so I tell him when he could turn it on or off.
Right.
So I'm texting him now. Turn on your 5G. And I can see him out there. I can see him lip reading. Turn on my 5G. Yep.
Right. Switches it on.
Yeah, I can see he's done that. Right. Now, his 5G is on. He is mine.
Okay. And how do you control him? You have a sort of console? How do you broadcast it from the 5G cell towers?
Well, yeah. I set up a tower in Nexor's garden. So it's a very strong signal. I have to say that. And I'm going to now... using just a simple laptop, cost me about 300 quid. I'm going to now send a message to the control. Okay, I've done that.
Right, what did the message say?
Well, let me just see if it works first. I'm looking out at my son. He's crying. There we go. He's crying.
I see.
He's absolutely crying his eyes out. Now, I'm going to tell him to stop crying.
And he says, well, you're just typing commands into a laptop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, he hasn't stopped crying yet, but you can't immediately stop crying. I think it takes a few minutes. But so there we go. And I can see my wife's gone out there, and she's picking him up. She's trying to comfort him. And
she started crying.
She started crying now. Very strong.
Right. I was going to say, how do you localize these commands then? Because if they're sort of broadcast around the phone, how do you isolate it? Do you have issues where you send a command to some people and that just spreads out amongst a bigger group?
Well, I'm just my neighbour's just come out,
right?
And she's in floods of tears. I don't know if she's okay. Yeah, there's been a bit of a hiccup here, actually.
Right. And when you retired, were you asked to keep it a secret? Are you telling us now, but as a sort of as a whistleblower?
Look, I've just demonstrated a very simple. No one got hurt. It's my family. I can do what I want. And the neighbour, do you know what? I don't like her. So tough. But in the wrong hands, in the hands of government, in the hands of, say, a naughty baker. Maybe in the hands of
how are they comparable? A bad baker in the state.
Well, a bad baker might, you know, send out a signal going, eat all the bread in your house and come and buy more bread.
Sure.
And you'd do that, wouldn't you? Because you don't know why you're doing it.
I've absolutely no doubt that the abuse that can happen from the ability to control minds. I'm just saying that isn't localized entirely to the bread industry.
Well, if I ran King's Mill or Hovis. Yeah. I would use this to a devastating effect. I would send a signal out every Monday morning going, you need to buy a loaf of bread this week. And I reckon, 80% of people would do it. 90% of people would, I'd have to stagger it because then we'd run out of bread.
You mentioned it sort of, you've got it set up there at home. Do you find yourself using these abilities more often than you'd like? Do you like, if you have an irritating neighbour or your wife annoys you, have there been any instances where you've used it there?
Again, it doesn't paint me in a very good light, these stories, but I'm willing to share. A few weeks back, one of my neighbours was, he basically was speaking very, very loudly, and I could hear him through the walls. Now, he had a very, very loud voice, and I thought to myself, is this some kind of medical problem? Why is he being so loud? Maybe he, maybe he's shouting at someone. Do I need to call 999?
Right.
Anyway, I decided to redirect his post to my house via 5G.
You control the postman?
Yes. So I know the postman very well. Dennis, lovely man. He came round, knocked on the door with a parcel. And I said, Dennis, do you have a mobile phone? He went, yeah, it's in the van. I went, go get it.
Right.
He comes back. I went, go to settings and turn on 5G.
it's not very subtle, this mind control aspect, is it? Everyone you know doesn't have 5G enabled by default, you have to go around asking them specifically to turn it on.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You've got near limitless abilities once the 5G is enabled, but until then, you're absolutely powerless.
Oh, yeah, they have to agree to it. And, right. You know, some people are obviously like, who the hell are you? Why would I do that? But like I said, Dennis, he trusts me. I said, put on 5G. And he went, OK, now what? And I went, no, you don't have to do anything. Don't worry about it. It's just, it'll make your internet quicker when you're streaming or anything.
Right, and you run up the stairs.
I ran up the stairs, and I had to be very quick because, you know, he's moving from house to house, and his signal might go. So I ran upstairs, I tapped in the laptop, deliver all posts that is supposed to go to 54 to 56. Yes. I live at 56. I want to know what the hell's going on at 54.
Right, gotcha. So there's another knock at the door.
Yes.
You run downstairs. Who could that be? It's Dennis the postman.
And Dennis went to me, here's your post. And I said, thank you, Dennis. And I looked at
him. Did he have any memory of the first conversation?
No. He couldn't remember that he'd spoken to me. Because the problem with these signals is that it does wipe out 48 hours everything you have thought and done before the signal goes out. So my son and wife at the moment don't remember what happened 2 days ago.
So you've got the neighbours' parcels and post.
Yep. And there's nothing to do with why he's loud, so I went back round to him and said,
sorry. What were you expecting?
Sorry.
Like, medicine for loud talking? Which Shout magazine?
I've got a friend who has tinnitus, and he subscribes bi-quarterly to Quiet magazine. So I thought maybe this guy has tinnitus, and he can't hear himself talk. So if he subscribes to Quiet magazine, I can go around and say, oi, get your ears syringed, or you know, let's do something about this. Let's pad those walls.
Yeah.
Anyway, I went through his post. It was just bills, birthday card. So I went back round to his, and I said, oh, there's something wrong with Dennis. He gave me your post. The guy, when he answered the door, screamed at me, thank you very much. I thought, right. This guy's got a volume problem. Mm. I said, can I look at your phone?
I mean, I don't want to... Can we just cut a long story short? You said, enable 5G. He did that. You said goodbye. You went upstairs on your laptop and said, be quiet.
That is completely accurate.
Right. Have neighbours and friends noticed that before they have a blackout for 2 days... You're going around to people saying, hey, you got 5G enabled, switch it on. Are people in the town starting to notice what's going on?
Well, the problem I had was, and it was just before I retired, this was only about 4 months ago, I went to a school to do a talk about 5G.
Right.
Now, you know, kids these days, they've all got you know, very, very smart mobile phones.
Yeah, you've bought a smartphone for your own four-year-old son.
Well, yeah, I did.
People can live their life however they want, but you've had him very late in your life.
Oh, I have. No, I have. Well, my wife is significantly younger than I am. I do have to say that.
Did she willingly marry you? I feel like we have to ask those questions now.
People did ask, you know, did I turn on 5G and ask her to marry me?
Right.
That is not what I did. At the time when we met, the only thing that was around was 3G. So what I did do was I just phoned her, and you know, we get on. What can I say? We do actually get on. But yeah.
You're at this school giving this talk.
Yeah, and I told the assembly, and I told all the classroom, and you know, I told all the kids and all the teachers to turn on, you know, the 5G, and let's have some fun.
Right.
Now, the mistake I told them was that if they could have a tower like mine, they could control their friends' minds.
Oh, I see. So hang on a minute. So this presentation you gave at the school, were you explicitly telling the kids about the mind control features? You weren't even attempting to keep it a secret. You were telling everyone about it.
I knew I was retiring, so right. I thought, well, someone needs to know this stuff. You know, like the KFC recipe, if you're in a, there's only two people that know it and they can't fly on the same plane in case something happens. I know 11 secrets, and I stood in front of this classroom in Beckenham, and I told that 200-strong crowd of children and teachers my secrets.
Yeah.
Some of them they didn't want to know. Some of them were very personal to me, and only not even about my work. But I just thought, I've got to get it all out. The 5G one was a mistake.
Right.
I shouldn't have told them, and I shouldn't have told them how to build a tower as well. So there was a small outbreak of kids controlling each other's minds and also controlling the teachers.
And what was the outcome of that? So in Beckenham, this is what, only 4 months ago, that all the kids are controlling each other?
The kids are controlling each other, but after a day of fun, they realised they could control the teachers. So there was an incident where the teachers were all put on a bus and they were sent to Manchester. And the kids ran the school and made dinner time 3 hours long. School yeah. started at 10. It was playtime all day, every day. No homework. And, yeah.
They basically they did what they want. They made the dream school.
They made the dream school. They had clocked into the classroom Wi-Fi. And they told the Wi-Fi to do things
right.
to all the devices that are attached to Wi-Fi.
Sure.
So the dishwasher was going off, the fridge was opening and shutting.
The grand scheme of being able to control people's minds, having the fridge door swing open and shut a few times, isn't that dramatic?
No, completely right. But it was dramatic when, imagine, I don't know where you're sat now, but imagine your fridge just started going mad. Just started opening and closing. You'd be having a heart attack. Now, imagine 40 kids cheering as that happens. I don't know why they've got a fridge in the classroom. But I don't know if they ordered one. Yeah, they ordered a lot of stuff off Amazon. Because of course the Wi-Fi, they could hack into the classroom passwords and all that. It was a disgrace, I must tell you. It was a disgrace, and I got the blame. I got the blame. Of course I did.
Well, not unreasonably, I don't think in that instance. And how are people able to combat these 5G towers then? We've sort of heard in the news over the last year or so people burning down 5G towers. Is that an effective defence at preventing these mind signals? How do the teachers take back control of the school?
Well, the teachers, once they, the bus was supposed to go to Manchester, but the signal cut out just outside the M25, and they soon realised what was going on. They all went back to the school and saw the chaos that I have explained.
Mm. The chaos being a long dinner time and a fridge opening and shutting.
yeah, absolute yeah, right. Pandemonium. One of the headmaster, and this is, I suppose, why she is the headmaster, she just turned off her 5G.
Yeah.
And that is something that, when I see people burning the 5G towers, I think you're mad. I cannot control your mind via 5G unless you have 5G turned on your phone.
Yeah.
Now, I've got a very strong signal, which is disguised as a tree. It obviously doesn't look like a tower, otherwise everyone would try and burn it down. It's disguised like a beautiful metal palm tree.
When you were working at British Telecom, did you have to disguise other towers? How did you sort of try and blend them into the environment?
Well, of course we did make the BT Tower.
Yeah.
And
that's not a disguise, is it? That's quite an obvious.
Well, that was very obvious, yeah. We did put a restaurant up there, but you can put anything on top of a tower, it's still a bloody tower. You understand what I'm saying?
So the restaurant was a genuine attempt to convince people that it was a restaurant and not a tower?
Yes. The whole right. point of the restaurant was we would say to everyone, look at the grand opening of this wonderful restaurant.
Yeah.
And,
these satellite dishes with mind control rays underneath, just disregard them.
Ignore them.
That's so the restaurant can get sky.
Yeah. The main aim of the BT Tower was that it was a restaurant. The fact that it was up a tower, well, that's just a nice thing, isn't it? And then you wait and hope no one clocks. Everyone clocked. They went, hang on, you're a telecoms communication company. You're not restaurateurs.
Did you get chefs in, or were just the engineers encouraged to muck in and cook the meals?
There was no restaurant. We just told people there was a restaurant up there. We thought, how are they even going to go up?
Well, a lift, I guess. But the whole thing was a cover, and there was no need to sort of kit the restaurant out properly.
We just went, hey, everyone, that tower, nothing to worry about. It's actually a restaurant. And then we thought, who's going to go up there? Little did we know that there was a work experience chap who was mucking around with the signals.
Right, with the mind control rays that you don't really keep much of a lid on.
Well, no, we're a very transparent company.
What are we talking about? You're in the midst of a story about how you tried to put a restaurant on a tower to make people convinced that it was a restaurant, not a tower.
Well, yeah.
You're saying you're transparent internally.
Oh, yeah. If you work with us, we're very transparent, but we're not transparent outside.
Apart from this one week where you had someone doing work experience.
He was a bit naughty, actually, because we hadn't really had a work experience person in. And whenever he asked to see something, we'd say, well, you're not really allowed to see that. It's classified. And he'd go, but I'm on work experience. Now, if that was happening today, I'd go, well, yeah, That's why you're not allowed. But back then, we thought, because he was on work experience, he had to see everything.
Yeah.
So,
right, so you're just showing him all these major secrets.
Well, there was like a, you know, for example, on the third floor of our HQ, I was walking him round to show him, giving him a little tour. And there was a big red door and it says top secret.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, what's in there? And I went, oh, no, no, no one's allowed in there. And he went, but I'm on work experience.
So you had to let him in.
And I thought, oh.
Okay, get the keys out, open the door. Did you have access to this door?
Yeah, I had the keys, but I'd never been in there. And I went to him, but I'm not allowed in there. And he went, are you on work experience? And I went, no, I'm at work. And he went, well, you're not allowed. And I thought, oh.
So he took the keys off you and went in.
He went in and he shut the door. He came out about half hour later and he went, very interested.
But what was in that room? Like the master mind control laptop that you was able to sort of send out signals to everybody?
Well, yeah, I didn't know what was in there until we were having lunch in the canteen.
Yeah.
And I was talking to him and I went, what do you think about the plans for the revolving restaurant? And he went, yeah, but there is no restaurant. And I'm looking at him like, shut up, shut up! Anyway, I said, right, well, you know, maybe we'll go there one day. Like, little wink. You know, I get a bit nervous now because this guy knows a lot. He's been in the big top secret room. I went, maybe we'll book that another time, eh? Anyway, he got up to go to the, I don't know where he was going. He went, I'll be back in a minute. He went, can I borrow the keys to the room?
The mind control room.
Well, I didn't know it was a mind control room until he, did what he did. I went, well, I'm not really allowed to give you these. He went, well, I'm on work experience, so hand them over. I went, okay, there you go. He's gone for about 20 minutes. He comes back and he's like, right, that should have done it. I went, what? And he went, never mind. He went into the mind control room and sent a message to everyone who had their G's cranked up to the nines to book a reservation for 50% off at the restaurant.
At the rotating restaurant at the top of the BT Tower.
Yes.
Now, a prank by this work experience boy means what? Do you hire in waiters and chefs, or do you just all muck in at the restaurant and try and make it work?
When I found this out, I stormed into his office. He got given an office. I mean, you know, this guy was incredible. And I said to him, I went, what the fuck are you playing at? There's no restaurant up there. I went, we don't have any waiters, we don't have any chefs. What are we going to do? He went, give me the keys. He went in and the fifth floor was all of our engineers. And he basically sent a signal to all of them saying, you're now chefs and waiters, get to the restaurant at 9 p.m. tonight.
Really need to wrap this up, but is it harder to be a waiter? Because you were part of the waiting staff. Is it harder to be a waiter when the restaurant is spinning?
Well, the thing is, when it's like when you play different kinds of music. If you're playing the blues when people are eating dinner, they eat quite slowly, quite casually. If you play like, I don't know, theme tune of Benny Hill or something, people are going to eat a lot quicker. It's the same with spinning restaurants. If your restaurant is moving very quickly, people eat very quickly. Service is very quick. You know, think about the millions of people he'd invited to come to the restaurant. And they're all brainwashed, so they're all coming. And so I thought, right, how are we going to get service? So I thought, speed up the restaurant. And did it work? No, is the short answer. The long answer is, it really didn't work. Food everywhere. And then when I told the boy, the work experience lad, I said to him, I went, you need to clean this all up. He didn't like that too much. There was an inquest about a year later. The boy had gone missing. His name was Vladimir Skit.
Right.
Later we found out he was a Russian spy. He wasn't 16. He hadn't come from a small comprehensive down the road. He was 34 with young, good looks, and he had managed to infiltrate HQ. For some reason, he saw me as a weakness. I don't know why.
Well, I don't know the reason, given that just repeatedly saying his work experience made you give away the nation's most closely guarded secrets.
Well, what can I say? I'm a caring man. I've got empathy. But it was used against us. I mean, we had to do a lot of work in getting Russian intelligence to not be able to control certain aspects of our of the way we live.
We've got to bring this to a close, but just very quickly, what aspects of life were the Russians trying to control and how did you stop it?
Well, you know, that's a big question. I could write a book about it. But they believed that the way to a British person's heart is through their stomach and also on the roads. They wanted to control roads like ski electrics, where you got in the car and they controlled where your car went.
Right.
They also believed that gut health is one of the most important things in mood.
Yeah.
And so they wanted to control what a lot of men in their 20s and 30s were putting in their stomachs and getting...
That was the big Russian master plan, motorways and Yakult. And how did you combat that?
We put cat's eyes on the motorway so we could see what was going on at night time.
Yeah.
And Yakult, well, actually, I don't know if this is a well-known thing. Yakult is still a Russian con, and I would advise anyone listening to this to stay away from Yakult.
Right. I don't know legally where we stand with suggesting that brands have been infiltrated by the Russians and they are toxic to your health, but either way, it's probably time we wrap this up. Greg Gloves, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to me. And for anyone out there, if anyone comes up to you and says, switch on your 5G, do it, but at your peril.
Well, that's what we've got time for. This episode was researched by John Kearns and edited by Matt Ewins. Sound effects were added by Ben Williams, and the theme tune is by Nikki Green. Next episode, we'll be investigating the remarkable discovery of a huge collection of never-before-published sequels by none other than William Shakespeare. But until then, remain vigilant, and catch you next time on Microscope.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.